Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Will you please pray with me? Lord God, our Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, our Rock and our Redeemer. In the name of Jesus, amen. Hope. We kind of use that word a lot, right? I sure hope it doesn't rain on Saturday. I sure hope the Dallas Cowboys win. I sure hope, well, for some of you, and maybe one of you, the Green Bay Packers win, but, you know, that's a lot less for the most of the other people in the room. But anyways, we use that word a lot, right? Hope. And I got to thinking as I started putting these sermon series together for Advent, hope is one of the words we hear a lot this time of year, the hope of the nations. Jesus Christ is the hope of the world. And we hear it a lot. We see it on our greeting cards that we send out for Christmas. And in reality, I started thinking, what does hope mean? We use it so much. Do we ever really stop to ponder? What does it mean? So I'm going to ask you tonight, what do you think the word hope means? What do you think it means? What? Okay, faith in the Lord. Okay, what else? Maybe it does take faith in the Lord for the Dallas Cowboys to win. Maybe. Sorry, Bob?
Anticipation of something positive.
Anticipation of something positive? You sound like the Webster's Dictionary. Very good. Hope. Any other ideas? Well, as I started thinking about it, I picked out a couple of stories in Scripture that I thought really kind of hit the point of what hope was. And maybe we'll kind of help us glean in a little more what this word means. And the first one comes from the book of Job. And you know, poor old Job, if you've read Job, poor old Job, he went through the ringer, did he not? Boy, did Satan bust up one side and down the other with that poor guy. Everybody was gone. I had a professor say God took everybody in his life except, never mind, I won't say what he said. Well, he said except his nagging wife. He left her there for him. Now, that was a professor. I'll give you his name and address after the service, okay? But the reality is, he did. He took everything. He took his children. He took his cattle. He took his sheep. He took everything that Job had. He even took his friends. And this is what Job says in chapter 19. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and that at last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold him and not another. Does that sound like hope? It sounds like hope to me, doesn't it? Here's a man full of despair. Here's a man that truly deserves everything in the world given to him for what he's gone through. Here's a man who can truly argue with God and say to him, what have you done for me? But yet, he speaks these words of hope, and he knows that no matter what happens to him, even up to the loss of everything he has, he will see his Redeemer. Here's another story of hope. It's a little longer. It comes from Genesis chapter 22. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. He said, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on the mountains, one of which I shall tell you. So Abraham arose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took his two young men with him and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go on over there to worship, and I will come again to you. And Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac. And he took his hand the fire and the knife. So they went both of them together. And Isaac said to his father Abraham, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. He said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. So they both went on together. Words of hope. Abraham didn't know what God was up to. But he says to his son with the question, where is the lamb for the burnt offering? What does he say? God will provide the offering. To me, that's another example of great hope. You see, at this time of the year, what happens is we see the manger, and as we prepare to celebrate the birth of Christ, we often forget the other side of Advent too. There's another side to Advent, and that other side to Advent is celebrating the fact that Jesus is going to come again. The great thing about Advent is we celebrate his first coming and prepare for the celebration of his birth, but more importantly, Advent looks forward to the day that Jesus returns. And Bob kind of hit the nail on the head. Hope is anticipation. Hope is knowing the end of the story. Hope is Job being able to stay and say, I know that my Redeemer lives, and yet if my flesh is destroyed, I will see him. Faith is Abraham being able to say to his son, the Lord will provide the sacrifice. Faith, as we get closer to the manger and closer to the day of Jesus' return, hope is for you and for me in this world where things are hard, where just like Job, on every side it seems like things can fall apart, from not having our finances work out the way they are, from illness, from cancer, from the loved ones, from children having problems. And let me tell you, today I went home and I pulled into the house to go to get ready for worship and I didn't have electricity. You know what happened? My electricity was supposed to be switched over tomorrow since we moved into our house, and the other guy's company shut off the electricity today. Hope is knowing that tomorrow my electricity will be on, and sometime by tomorrow I'll be able to take another hot shower. I know the end of the story, my friends. And we know the end of the story too, because as Advent approaches the manger of Jesus, we know that Jesus grows up, and we know that Jesus goes to the cross, and on that cross, we know the story. Jesus died to forgive our sins. We know the story that Jesus rose from the dead so that we might live eternally with him. We know that he ascended into heaven and will come back again to rise our bodies up in the flesh to see him face to face, to live in heaven where there is no more sickness, no more cancer, no more problem with children, no more problem with jobs and income and president-elect. I'm sorry, did I say that out loud? Heaven is the end of the story, but oh so much the beginning. As we know, we will live with Jesus forever in that perfection which he already has waiting for you and for me. That's hope, my brothers and sisters. Anticipation, longing. Hope is knowing the end of the story, no matter what part of the story we're in now. Hope clings to Jesus and the peace and the love and the joy, which we will talk about in the coming Wednesdays. All of those things in which he gives to you and to me. In the name of Jesus.